Yes, Honest Actors is back with brand new episodes every Friday. To help me continue releasing new episodes without a sponsor, or to say thanks for your favourite old ones, click the support link in the episode description. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. It's a one-off, feeling generous, good deed for the day sort of thing. Think of it as bumping into me and buying me a drink. To find out more, click the support link. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the show.
Yeah, mine's a large red.
I hate those guys.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My name is Adrian Lester.
I'm Joanna Scanlon.
Terry Minot.
Bronagh Taggart.
John Drew O'Neill.
Sarah Ball.
Tom Riley.
Kate Fleetwood.
John Heffernan.
And I'm Jonathan Harden. And very, very soon, you'll be listening to a brand new series of the Honest Actors podcast. So, series three, 13 brand new episodes will be with you this side of Christmas 2018. Keep an ear out. I can guarantee that the people you've just heard speak will be part of that series. No surprises there. There will also be a few more surprises that I can't yet talk about. So keep an ear out. It's coming your way very, very soon. In the meantime, though, I've been keeping busy. It's TUC Young Workers Month this November, and every November, actually. And as part of that, I've gone back and spoken to the emerging actors and also recorded a special live podcast for Equity. You may remember that 2 years ago, I had a roundtable discussion in Spotlight with seven emerging actors. That video went online on YouTube. It's still there. If you haven't already seen it, just search for Emerging Actors Roundtable, and it should be results number one and two. Anyway, I went back, met up with all the guys 2 years later. So all I wanted to find out was what had happened in those intervening 24 months. How had their careers gone in terms of what their expectations had been? And also what they'd learned along the way, if they'd any wisdom to pass on to people who might be in a similar situation or even slightly further back in terms of their career. So have a listen. I found it absolutely fascinating. I hope you will too. The live podcast we recorded last week at the New Diorama Theatre, it was hosted by Lorner Wallace Taylor and features Emily Barrington and Sean Biggerstaff. It's well worth a listen as well. For now though, here's another emerging actor.
My name is Louise Waller, and you are listening to the Honest Actors podcast.
So.
Hi.
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 I wondered if we could start, for the sake of the listeners, if you could remind us where you were with your career, with acting generally, whenever we met 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Two years ago.
I was but a wee boy then. So, 2 years ago. It was... I just moved to London 2 years ago. So I moved June 2016. And I had been in the city like 2 months, 3 months, not very long. And I was working in London Bridge as a host in a restaurant. And that was about it, that and doing my degree.
You were working full time in a restaurant?
Yeah.
You were doing a degree in classics?
Uh-huh, classical civilization.
And you were... You just finished a short training course and we're doing ongoing kind of, you're being mentored as well. And you were chasing people to get paid for a film that you'd done.
God.
Did you get paid?
Yes, I did.
Good. I'm
yes,
glad
I did.
So that's where you were. I'll do your job for you, shall I?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Maybe I'm going to end up doing these recaps, actually, because you guys are fucking useless.
Oh, sorry. It's 2 years. It's a long time.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
I was but a boy. So, one of the things that you'd said was that whenever we chatted one-on-one before we went in to the round table that had no table of any...
Yeah, it didn't have a table. It's just sofas.
Yeah. Well, it had a tiny table. I don't think this is why we're here.
It's not about the tables. Let it go.
Do you still feel like you're in nursery? You said at that point, I still feel like I'm in nursery.
I did say that. Mm. Oh,
what do you feel like now? Where are you now? Are you middle, kind of high school? Are you,
Oh, no. Like year one, year two.
Year two.
Year two, yeah, about 7 years old now.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I've come a long way in 2 years. I think if my memory, wow, I just forgot to speak. If I remember rightly, I said in 2 years' time, in the first interview, that I wanted to have an agent.
Yep, I was going to
Is
ask
that. Right?
That. Yep. Do you have an agent?
I do.
Okay. You wanted new headshots?
I've had two shoots since then.
Well, the first one wasn't obviously that successful. Say no more.
No, I just...
Yeah, whatever. So you've got an agent. How did that happen?
So with the course that I was mentoring, training with that I mentioned before, they do a showcase every year, and I did that last summer, and from that I got signed.
Okay.
Easy peasy.
You tell it like it was. Say. I'm guessing it wasn't.
It was not. It was a very intense 10 weeks of realising what you're good at and what you're much better at and what suits you in terms of work. And it was really great in terms of you could look at what kind of work you want to do, what kind of stuff you could be seen for, and what's suitable for you as a person. That's great. So we do this showcase, we have a big knees up afterwards, we'll get very drunk, and then you're just waiting for your laptop to ping, like you want to see the little notification from someone, anyone. And day one goes past, you're like, why has nobody signed me yet? What's going on? Day two, nothing. And then I think we all decided as a collective group to just email everyone that came. Anyone that said they wanted to come, even if they didn't come, just say thank you for coming. If you're interested, you know, thank you for coming. It'd be great to come in and meet with you. Did that. And then I think it was about a month after I did the showcase, I had three meetings. But that month was, it's like I completely lost my head. I was in a really bad place. I just lost my mind, because I think even now, like, you think there's this golden ticket to what you want to achieve, and it's still so much harder. Everyone can sit you down and say, do you know how hard this is going to be? And you're like, yeah, of course do. And then it happens, and the black dog visits, as they say, I think, and you completely lose your mind, and you just wonder what the hell you're doing, and you go back to the day job, and everything's the same. It's like when after New Year's Day, and you're like, I'm going to be this new person. It's going to be brilliant. And then everything's the same. It was like, yeah, it was that. It was just like after New Year's Day, you know, when everyone's got that little bit chubbier, the waistband is really tight, but everything else is the same. And you just don't quite, you're not quite where you thought you were going to be.
Yeah. So I think it's fair to say, I've talked a lot with the other guys that have been in about where people were in relation to the room the last time.
Mm.
And I don't know if you've watched it. I watched it again on the way here today. And you were fiercely positive. Like, I mean, you were like, I'm going to go and get this industry and I'm going to take it by the throat and I can do anything. And it was glorious.
Thank you.
There were other people who were less optimistic, or people in the room who, by their own admissions, were struggling to find their place within the discussion because they felt like they weren't as positive as other people.
Okay.
But you were purely positive, right?
Yeah.
There was nothing people presented that you felt like you couldn't do.
I agree with that, though, still.
Gonna ask.
Yeah.
Have you had the 2 years you would have hoped to have at that point? Or has your optimism and perhaps even your resolve been challenged at points?
I'd say my optimism has been challenged at points, of course, because I'm at the end of the day, I'm a person. So you feel you have to sort of look at things professionally and personally. So I think, you know, sometimes something stings that little bit more than you sort of thought you would, but then you learn so much about that. So have I had the 2 years that I thought I would have, or that I would want to have 2 years ago?
Okay, so by that admission then, there is what Louise presents as being possible and what Louise deeply within feels is realistic, right?
Okay, yeah.
So let's first of all deal with the realistic of okay. what you would have expected. Have you achieved what you would have expected?
Looking back now, yes. I think 2 years ago, I was new to the city. Everything was still so exciting because I just moved to London. So everything, you know, it's the shining beacon of opportunity. It still is. It yep. still is. But the tube is less exciting to get now. I'm trying to think how to answer this in a way that does myself justice. So I still think I can take this industry by the throat. It's just going to be a different way.
You're going to have to approach it from behind. Some old school chlorophyll. Yeah. Chlorophyll will do nothing. Chlorophyll will make them go green.
That's plants.
Yeah.
Not murderers.
But that's going to be edited out, so I won't sound like an idiot. So that's the benefit of me being the editor, honey. So have you had the 2 years you would have hoped for?
Looking back now, yes. I've worked on some great stuff the last 2 years. I think if you ask me now, 2 years ago, what kind of work would I want to do, I would not have answered the work that I've done.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Then you probably didn't know the full range of the industry at that point, is it fair?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think that I was... 2 years ago, I just wanted to say that I was an actor, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So, to be able to confidently say that.
Yeah, and know. I think that I'm guilty of not taking myself too seriously, because every now and then I still say, like people ask what you're doing, you say, I'm an actor. And I work in a restaurant. Like I still do that. And I think it takes a lot of courage to say I'm an actor. Full stop. That's it. And even up until like recently, still wasn't able to do that. But I'm still a baby. I'm 24. It's very young in the great scale of things. I don't know anything really. So I'm not quite as bright-eyed and bushy-tailed as I was 2 years ago. But I know myself that little bit better to know what kind of work I want to do and where I could be, and also that it's a marathon, not a sprint. And I understand that so much more now than 2 years ago. That seems very obvious, doesn't it?
No, not at all.
You don't think?
I mean, I sometimes I still forget that.
Yeah, it's hard.
Because I want to be where I want to be now.
Yes, and it's all about just being, not even patient, it's just understanding where you are and how you will, it's where you are and how that will help you get to where you think you want to be, I think.
What stopped you sprinting to where you want to be? What's held you back? What have been the hurdles?
Money, I think.
So how's money hold you back as an actor?
I know a number of actors who didn't have to have a day job. Or their parents were helping them in some way. And I don't judge those people, I'm just very jealous in a way. So it's that level of flexibility sometimes, I suppose, but also it's what's holding me back? Nothing's holding me back, it's just that I need to tick off so many things on the checklist, I think. Like I've got so many things that I want to do. And there's so many things to do as well. I don't think that I, as a person, would flourish in an environment where I went from 0 to 60 very quickly. So do I want to be sprinting? No, I don't want to be, because I think that wouldn't be good for me or the people around me in any way, because I think that it would create a lot of anxiety and I would doubt myself so much. I want to build up this work. I want to build up to being at a certain level. Do you know what I mean?
Like you don't want to skip any steps.
Yes, that is it. Who said that?
Denise Goff.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. I knew that rang a bell. That's so funny. Yeah, I don't want to skip any steps because I don't think that would... That's not what I want to do. I want to try lots of different things and...
Is drama school still not for you? You'd said at the time that drama school was just not for you. Do you ever think, if I could move things on quicker if I trained called them, a top line drama school?
Not once. It doesn't interest me at all. I also don't feel like I need to go. Do I need to continue to train and, you know, yes, of course. Of course, yeah. But I wouldn't flourish in a 3-year quite intense environment. I know I wouldn't. I'd get bored or jealous, which still happens all the time anyway, of course. But, you know, I wouldn't work well in that environment. I like to continue to do so many different things. I just don't think it's for me. I might change my mind in 2 years' time when we do another one of these. I might be there, but right now I just don't think it would be the right thing for me to do.
Okay. Whenever we chatted 2 years ago, it seems like such...
I know.
It doesn't seem like 2 years is what I mean to say. 2 years. When I say, every time I say 2 years, I think, holy Christ.
Long time.
Yeah, it is a long time.
Yeah.
You'd said that you expected to make between naught and £3,000 in your first year, and that was something out of the seven of you that was only shared by other untrained actors.
Oh, really?
So all the people who were in training at that point expected to make between 6 and 9 as a minimum. One person expected to make £29,000 or more.
Sorry to me to laugh at that.
No, but sorry. The thing is, people... aspirational, right? It might not...
The question
is, how much do they believe that, and how much they put it down because they might be, you ask the universe and all that stuff, right? So you put down naught to £2,999 whenever you apply to be part of this. I'm not asking you to give me a figure. I'm just asking, were you in the right ballpark?
Yeah, for sure.
Would you... in the next 2 years, be hoping to make more than that?
Well, hope's a beautiful thing, so yeah, of course.
Would you expect to make more than that?
From acting alone? No, I wouldn't. And I don't mind that, because I really like my day job, and I love the people that I work with, because they're not actors. They're just people that just come in and do their job and they go home. And it's so unbelievably refreshing. And I don't think there's anything wrong with having a day job. Actually, something blew up on Twitter today with... The guy from The Cosby Show.
Yep, the husband of the eldest sister.
Yes.
Got pictured in dirty workwear and some publication or other was going mad at the fact that he had a real job.
Yeah, it's blown completely out of proportion, and I've seen a lot of people talking about there's no shame in having a day job, and it's absolutely right, because that's part of it. It's part and parcel with the industry.
So is it a part-time job for most people, do you think, realistically?
Well, acting.
Yeah.
At my age, yes, I think so. I don't expect too much, I think, at the moment, because I've been in the industry for 2 years. It's not a very long time. And it's so out of your control to some extent, you know. I know people say, like, well, you know, networking and, you know, it's who you know, not what you know, and all this stuff. And yeah, it's true. Yeah, of course it is, to some extent. But there's lots of girls that look like me. When a casting director gets all these photos and they look at everyone, there's lots of girls with short brown hair and green eyes and look like chipmunks. I know that, but that doesn't bother me because... I sort of trust where I am. I don't know if I believe that the, you know, the universe is, you know, having, you know, taking me on this journey. I don't know if I quite believe that, but I do believe it's everything happens for a reason. And there's always something to learn from whatever experience you just have. I just did Edinburgh for the month. I'd never been to Edinburgh before at all. So to then have this baptism by fire of this every day with one day off for a month, what did I learn? That you can't go out getting drunk every night and expect your body to not fail you halfway through a show. I needed to have that month to realise that, which sounds silly, but it's, you know, it's, you kind of, there's always something to learn.
Have you been back to your day job since coming back from Edinburgh?
I go back next week.
Is that going to be tough?
I visited them on Friday. I'm moving from one branch to another branch. Is that going to be tough? Yes and no. I'm sure by the end of the first week, I will want to cry for one reason or another. But I'm very lucky. I work with great people. Like I said, they're like, it's so refreshing to not be around actors sometimes. I think when I look at my friendship group here in London, 99% of them are actors or at least working in this creative industry. That's very suffocating on a personal level sometimes when everyone's talking about, I want to be seen for this or they're doing this. And so actually, I think it keeps you very grounded to have to go to your day job. And
one of the things you wrote in your application was balancing waiting on tables and serving people coffee with fighting for auditions and attempting to preserve your artistic integrity is, I find, a near impossible task at times. Do you still feel like that reflects your day-to-day experience, that sometimes the fact that acting can't be full-time, the fact that you have to pay your bills through doing other things, and the fact that you have to spend what I guess is a large amount of time chasing work and not getting paid for chasing work, but only getting paid if you do get some. Do you find that stress sometimes takes its toll?
Yes and no, actually.
You're a great yes and no.
Sorry.
You're a great yes and
thank
no.
Thank you so much. I'm being diplomatic.
I noticed.
Thank you. I'm just very conscious of coming across as a female David Brent, so I'm just trying
You're doing pretty good so
thank
far.
Thank you.
You're doing pretty good so far. Oh, you mean you don't want to come across as a female David Brent?
It's very hurtful, Jonathan.
Sorry.
It's very hurtful.
Sorry. should we stop recording?
Yeah. No. what was the question again? I completely forgot.
Has the stress of that balance, of finding that balance, sometimes taken its toll?
Early on, yes.
So what's changed? What have you got better at doing? How have you learned how to cope with it?
Time management has always been a big problem.
Or TM, as people who are really good at it call it, because time management
because it takes
too
so
long.
Much more time.
I just thought of that. I'm going to write that on a T-shirt and sell exactly no.
I'll buy one.
Okay, so one.
There you go, so that's one.
Time management.
Yeah. And also giving yourself a bit of a break from everything. You have to give yourself space and time. Like, you can't burn the candle at both ends. You can't go at 100 miles an hour all the time. And I think that's what I was struggling with, actually, is feeling that I had to be doing something all the time, otherwise I'm not going to be successful, if you like. Time management's very, or TM. I've gotten so much better at it. So
in this past minute, there's an improvement.
Yeah, there you go. Literally
milliseconds saved, shaved off.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with
learn
that
something
at the end of the
day.
Week? Exactly.
Yeah.
Every day's a school day. What have been the big lessons then? If that's been one lesson, TM's been
management.
One. What is the other? What are the other big lessons of the past 2 years? The things that you learned never to do again, and the things that you now kind of ascribe to, the behaviours that you try to repeat.
Okay, yeah, I have got some actually. So be kind and respectful to everyone. This isn't. I'd like to think that I have been, but I've seen other people not be.
Mm-hmm.
It's just shit. Sorry, my lad, swear.
Yeah, of course, sure.
Okay. In case my mum's listening, I won't swear anymore.
Fuck her.
Yeah, fine. Yes, so be kind and respectful to everybody. Thank everyone. Say hello to everyone. Learn people's names. There's nothing that... I was raised right, I'd like to think, so I'd do that anyway. I'd like to think, most of the time.
That's one for the mum.
Yeah.
Just getting back in the good books.
That's right, mum. Yeah. I'm coming home. Be kind and respectful to everybody. Everybody's there to do a job. Mm-hmm. They're not there for you. And like I said, like, I'd like to think that I'm like that anyway. But I notice when people aren't very quickly. That's just silly. Even when people order a coffee, it's like when people are rude to waiters, isn't it? It just makes no sense.
Well, then you learn who your friends are, and then you unfriend in real life those people that act like dicks to waiters and waitresses. That's just a given, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yes, I'd like to hope so.
But it's like whenever one of your cousins is racist on Facebook and you think, these are my family. Yes, I'm talking about you.
We're just... unfollow that post.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, I get that. That makes sense to me.
That's probably my golden rule, is just be kind and grateful and open to people. You never know who you're going to meet or what they're going to say or what they're going to offer you. Not just in terms of work, just as a person. Like, I think that's so important.
Be excellent to each other.
Yeah.
So what have been the struggles then? What are the things that you still can't quite make sense of, the things that annoy you, your bugbears, and the obstacles which you still kind of dread?
Obstacles I still dread. I think what earlier this year I was really, really struggling with just not getting anything from my agent, and it was such a shock because... I think
you thought, I've got an agent.
Yeah. Oh, it's plain sailing from here. And it was not. Of course it wasn't, because I just signed. I was pretty green. My last headshots weren't the best representation of me. but these new ones, shit hot, Jonathan, I swear.
Yeah.
So that's still hard. Every now and then when you haven't heard from your agent in 3 days... But also that's so down to me, because I personally think you have a bit of a duty to contact your agent as much as they contact you.
Yeah.
So the show that I just did in Edinburgh, I got myself. It wasn't through my agent at all. And I said to her, you know, I want to do this show. And we were touring it on and off around Europe and the UK throughout the year before we went to Edinburgh. And I said, like, I really want to do this. How do you feel about it? And she was so supportive, because I'm very lucky. She's great in terms of supporting, I guess, passion projects as well, and us as people, as artists, rather than just as actors, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
I think also the realization that it is so much down to you. I know I said that last time, but you...
You said, I am accountable for everything. I loved.
It's true. I am accountable for everything, because I am the business. It's show business, isn't it? I suppose. So you are the business. I don't know if I like that.
Okay. So on the subject of that, it's quite interesting. You were vociferously supporting the idea of getting in touch with people on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still do that?
Does
it still make a difference?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I've just come back from the Fringe, where it's paramount to everything, really, just because it's so reliant on word of mouth, the Fringe. I keep talking about the Fringe.
Were you in Edinburgh, by any chance?
What, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I've already started working on my next project for next year. That's true, actually, that wasn't a joke.
Is there a Twitter account associated with this project yet?
Not yet.
I don't want to know about it.
Okay, right, sorry
about
that.
If it's not on social media, it doesn't exist.
As of tomorrow night, it'll...
All right,
I'll go home tonight.
Well, yeah, I would suggest that's a good idea.
What was your question?
My question is, what is the meaning of life? No, my question is, what's the capital of Peru? Lima, too slow.
Is it?
If you're going to start begging for questions, expect some of them
to
be difficult.
Yeah, I'm so
lesson,
sorry.
Right?
Just give me another one.
Let me look at my notes.
Give me another one.
And give the impression of the fact that this is somehow... an organic conversation, and that I'm not sitting with pages in front of me that I wrote notes on.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I've completely ruined the illusion, sorry. We're in Jonathan's front room right now. His dog is
reclining.
Yeah.
We don't need to go that far with the fallacy.
Okay,
I think I'm going to tell people that we're in theatre delicatessen. That's part of the deal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that was part of it.
Yeah. So anyway, I feel like I've been sidetracked.
Sorry.
Last time, one of the other big discussions that you were... Well, actually, there was a great sense of positivity in the room. And one person didn't speak, and I've had the conversation with that person since.
Oh.
But it's interesting. Was, are there too many actors? And you said, everybody's welcome. Do you still feel like that?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Let me put it another way. Is there too little work?
Is there too little work? If you're chasing after other people to give you a job, yeah, for sure. I also said last time that I wanted to write my own stuff.
It's written down here, good.
Yeah, started to do that. I'm not a very passive person, as you can tell.
And that's related, sorry, that is related to there's not enough work. So
yeah.
I guess what you're about to say is, or what the link is...
I'm writing it for myself.
You're making your own work.
Yeah, and I think you should do that. Are there too many actors? No. Is there not enough work? If you're waiting, yeah, like I said, if you're waiting for other people to make your work, yes. I think what's important now is that we support each other so that people feel like they can make their own work, so they can make space for themselves. There is space for everyone in this industry, and I do firmly believe that. It's now about supporting each other so we all feel like we can do that. Because not everyone works the same way that I do, I suppose. I want to make my own work. I want to do that. I want to, because...
On the subject of supporting each other, it's an interesting one. One of the questions that came up when I asked people online to suggest questions was, have the big campaigns and movements like Equal Representation for Actresses and Me Too and all of those big things, have they made a difference to you in how you view the industry or where the industry's at? As a young woman in the industry,
yes.
Do you feel like those are changing things? Have you sensed even in the kind of 6 months or so since the Me Too thing really kicked off, can you sense a difference in the industry?
Yes, in the how I've seen women behave. I think I personally am very, of course I'm supportive of it. I don't think I even need to say that, but.
No.
What am I trying
Although
to
Although it
say?
Is always interesting watching actors crash and burn whenever they decide to kind of...
I'm trying to think
whenever they problematize it slightly by saying, yeah, I'm all for it, but
yeah,
at
no,
that point you say,
that.
stop talking, don't say but, just say you're off, I'm all
for it. There is no but here, I'm just trying to think what I want to say.
No, I'm not talking about you specifically.
I'm just covering my own arse.
I love those conversations on Twitter.
Yeah.
I totally support it, however.
They're the kind of people that don't say thank you to tech and don't learn anyone's name. So
this is the through line. This is the through line. Exactly.
Yeah, and go fuck themselves.
Yeah. Self-awareness is a virtue.
Yes, it's so important. What am I trying to say? Have I seen a difference in the industry of how, for women?
I mean, it's fairly quick to see that.
Yes, sort of.
Just interested at what they call in you know, football, grassroots level.
Yes. Right?
At grassroots level, I guess these things can either become academic because they don't affect people like you and I, or they can have a real impact. And I get the sense that certainly on telly now, you can get there to a Bodyguard, for example.
Yeah, fantastic, I haven't seen it yet.
Fantastic, because as somebody who complained on Twitter said, why are all the other characters women?
Yeah, wow.
And you think, class. And
God
you can
bless
see
you.
That, and you can see that that is a conscious decision, and it's a decision that encourages people across the industry,
yeah.
Both male and female, and certainly at all stages.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, can you sense in the short time you've been in the industry...
A shift.
Any kind of a shift.
Yeah, we've still got a long way to go. I think actually... at the level that I'm with, so the show that I just did was four boys and me. So I'm still very much outnumbered. But there was a self-awareness from them that it was four men, one woman. That's already so much more than this time last year or 2 years ago.
Yep.
2 years ago, nobody would have really, well, maybe a handful of people would have clocked that, but they wouldn't have said anything. But the self-awareness from those other actors and making sure that I didn't feel like I was being sidelined because I was a woman or anything like that, that's so important. And I really noticed it this year. That's really interesting. Actually, I didn't really clock that.
It's a really subtle difference, but it's a significant one.
But that's already leaps and bounds. We've got, like I said, we've got a long way to go. I still...
Self-awareness is a virtue, it seems. There's a theme here with this discussion, Louise.
Yes, well, yes, just...
Have you considered giving up at any point in the past 2 years, momentarily?
No.
Have you, if I was to ask a sense of how likely it is that you'll be doing this in 2 years, if you and I were to meet 24 months from now, on 0% to 100% scale, how likely is it, as you nod away at me before I finish asking the question, how likely is it you'll still be acting?
100%.
And what about 10 years?
100%, yeah.
If we were to meet in 2 years' time and have this chat, and bearing in mind that the things you aspired to achieve in 2 years, last time we spoke, were to have an agent, to be writing more, to be working more consistently, to have new headshots, you have...
She's done it.
Aced it. What would be the list of things that you would be hoping to have achieved in the next 2 years?
Oh, you bugger. Okay, so working more consistently.
Yep.
That's a given, isn't it? Everyone says that. But
I didn't want to shoot down your first one, but yeah, it's kind of
shit.
Yeah,
but you know, all right, okay. To have a healthier relationship with the industry, because I think that's always
okay.
I'm much better than I was when I started. The first year here was really difficult, if I'm honest. And just give yourself more of a break, I guess. That's more advice rather than like a checklist tick, I guess.
First year was really difficult. I'm going to sidestep here because I think that's too interesting an avenue not to go down.
Okay.
What were the difficulties about that first year? Why did you just say the first year was very difficult?
Because you think you're so much further ahead than you are at all times, I think. Oh, excuse me. The first year was difficult because I just moved to London, and you expect that you move and it's going to be this fast track and everything's going to happen so quickly, and you know. And the reality is, it's, you know, you're working long hours, you can't afford heating. all your friends are here, but everyone's so busy, you never see anyone. It's that's difficult. So I guess that's more of a human, personal level, but that's more important than the industry. What's more important than the industry? My family, my friends, my mental health, my cats, like, you know, everything like that. It's having a healthier relationship with the industry and seeing that you are not the industry. Like, you are a person. My friend gave me this analogy where, like, if you were a dentist and you came home and all you thought about or talked about was being a dentist or dentistry, and how boring would your life be? You know? And I just think that... Oh, my goodness.
There's somebody really acting next door. Like, the acting is hanging out of him. I think his actor is showing.
It is. It's...
Sorry.
The wall moved then. You didn't see that. The wall moved.
I mean... That guy's accessed his big voice.
Yeah.
And he now thinks that is his acting voice. I don't know if you're listening to this guy next door.
You can hear him.
We can't not hear him. You're in a room which seats 20 people. You could probably reduce that volume by 50% and get exactly the same
effect.
It's just a thought from another actor. Who am I? But just a thought. Sorry, you were saying...
No, that's fine.
I think that's an important lesson to
Self-awareness.
That guy is, I mean, screaming, right?
So people
are laughing, so therefore he's just continued to scream.
Yeah, anyway. He's still going. It's separating personal and your professional life? Because I moved here to be an actor. My life is not acting all the time, 24/7. That was difficult, I think, realizing that. But that, again, it's like that's one of the steps, isn't it? Is realizing that, I suppose. That seems very, again, very obvious now, and probably to a lot of people listening. But just be kind to yourself, and ring your family and talk to your friends. Yeah. And that's more important than setting yourself lots of goals that you might not achieve in 2 years.
So getting back to then aspirations for the next 2 years. See how I just...
Yeah, that was brilliant. It's yeah. Like Paxman. It's amazing.
Oof. You're not the first to say that.
No, I knew. Aspiration for the next 2 years. Just continue to build an interesting body of work and learn what you enjoy and what you're good at, and don't box yourself in to something. Try everything. So I'm not going to try everything, that's ridiculous. But what do I want to do? I want to take up a show that I've created, I guess, rather than just written, to Edinburgh next year. We want to try that out. So I guess that, take my own show to Edinburgh rather than, or just make my own show completely. Make my own work and actually say, like, I've done this. Work more consistently, obviously, but
it's a tough question.
It's really hard.
The other guys have also felt like I've thrown them a curveball with that, because it's not a question you expect, right? The next question is less of a curveball, but you know, it's still certainly a swinger.
Okay.
It's a question I ask of everyone in the podcast. I'm not going to make special exceptions for you guys. Are you in anything at the minute?
Yes.
Do tell.
So I'm working on a short with a friend, well, a couple of friends actually. Someone's written. So working on a short film. We have the read through for that in the next week, I think. Next couple of weeks. So we've got that. It's only small things, I suppose. Nothing
yep.
huge.
Yep. From Little Acorns.
Grow big, mighty oaks, or something like that.
Grow mighty oaks. Spring forth. Yep. Springs forth the mightiest of the oak. There you go. From the smallest of the acorns. I've just improved, truism. From the smallest of the acorns.
That was really good. But
comes the big... You've just about... I'm covering.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Anyway, listen, we could talk nonsense, I think.
All day.
For Ireland and England, respectively. Let's not.
No, let's not.
But all that really remains for me to say is thanks for coming back in the chat. It has been lovely to catch up. I hope we can do this again in 2 years or less or more. And I am heartened still to see that you have all of that vitality and positivity that you had 2 years ago.
Thank you.
So fair play, keep it up. And
thanks.
Thank you.
You too, thanks.
And that's it for another Emerging Actors Chat. 6 more of those are available this very day on this very same podcast outlet. But before I let you go and listen to those, I have some thank yous. Thank you to Jennifer Kay and Louise Waller, the assistant producers on this. Thank you also to Theatre Deli and 1984 Personal Management, in whose spaces I recorded the interviews. Theatre Deli, you can follow on Twitter at Theatre Deli. You can also find out more about what they do at theatredeli.co.uk. So thanks to both Theatre Deli and 1984, to Louise and to Jennifer. And don't forget, Series 3 is coming your way very soon. Make sure you're automatically set up to download it. And there's also a live podcast event for TUC Young Workers Month in association with Equity that's also available this very day. The guests on that, Emily Barrington and Sean Biggerstaff, it's well worth a listen. Have a go. Anyway, I'll speak to you soon when Series 3 is out. Take care of yourself. Speak to you soon.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.